It's wonderful to be with all of you here this morning in Oshkosh. I'm so impressed that the Catholics from Oshkosh have put on a Eucharistic Congress. So God bless you, all of the people that have worked together to make this possible. It gives all of us so much hope to see us together worshiping our Eucharistic Lord and celebrating the gift of the Holy Eucharist. So thank you, and thank you for your invitation. I have a few words now for the homily, and then we'll do a panel discussion afterwards, which I'm very much looking forward to. I've been a priest now for 23 years, and for much of those, I was a parish priest. I served in a parish such as this. But in recent years, in my service to Bishop Ricken in the diocese, I am no longer a pastor of a church. And instead, on the Sundays, I help out in parishes and say Mass with the people. And for the past 3 years, I've served in two little country parishes far away from here. On every Saturday evening and Sunday morning, I go there, and I celebrate three Masses on the weekend for the people. I'm not the pastor, but I'm able to be with them, and it's one of the highlights of my week. About 2 years ago, after having been at this parish for about a year, I noticed that there was a gentleman in the parish who came to Mass at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Then I would see the same gentleman at 9:30 on Sunday morning, and then I would see him again at 11 o'clock. He would come to Mass three times every weekend, weekend after weekend after weekend after weekend. And my first initial reaction was, you poor man, you have to listen to me three times. It's a penance. But there he is. And big, stocky guy. I think he was an old farmer. I'd heard that he'd also driven truck. Big hands, gruff voice, big smile, very intentional coming to Mass. So having seen this, repeated over a number of weeks and observing this, I made discreet inquiries among the people as to what exactly this fellow's reason was, why he came to Mass three times every weekend. And I asked one of the pillars of the parish there, and she pulled me aside, and she said, well, His nickname, real name is John, but his nickname is Moses. I said, okay. She said, yeah, he has it on his coat, Moses. I said, all right. And she said, well, he goes to Mass because his children stopped going to Mass. And so Moses goes to Mass three times a weekend to make up for the fact that his kids no longer go to Mass. That's why he does that. I said, oh. I was very moved. So in hearing this, of course, this is his pious expression, his pious desire, his hope for his children to return to the practice of their faith. This is not necessarily for everybody. You don't have to do that. But looking at him through the years, he does this just very naturally, joyfully. This is what he does. So after that Mass, after having been told this, he came up in the line to greet me afterwards. And I said, so your name is Moses? Yeah, that's my name. It's on my coat. I said, oh, that's nice. And then I looked at him and I smiled and I said, you are well named. And he looked at me and he said, what? And I said, God bless you, Moses. See you next week. And he said, God bless you, Father. And that was that. I I don't think I need to convince all of you of the power and the beauty and the truth of the real presence of our Lord Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. We're all here this morning at a Eucharistic Congress because we love our Eucharistic Lord, and the Eucharist is important to us. Body, blood, soul, and divinity, the very heart of our Catholic faith, Jesus, substantially and truly present on the altar, in the tabernacle, in Holy Communion, in our hearts. Body, blood, soul, and divinity, not a symbol, but truly the Lord. You know this. I don't need to convince you of this. You also know that many of our family, our friends, our loved ones, for whatever reason, no longer come to Mass as often as they used to. Some no longer come at all. This is a great sorrow in our hearts. It's something which, pastorally, I think we don't acknowledge enough, that the ache in our hearts is, where are our brothers and sisters, our sons and our daughters, our grandchildren, our moms, our dads, our friends? Why don't they go to Mass? Why don't they practice their Catholic faith? This is a sorrow. It's in your families and it's in mine. It's in Moses' family. He has discerned in his own way that that's what he's going to do about it. He's going to go to Mass 3 times a weekend. That's a beautiful thing. But I would like to focus today. We know the faith, we know the challenge of our time. God knows our prayers for this. But I'd like to focus briefly in this homily this morning about the blessings of what we see in church and the people who still come to Mass, you and me. And I'd like to challenge us to perhaps open our eyes and to observe the daily, ordinary, beautiful miracles that God is working amongst his people who we see worshiping him as a community at Mass. I see Moses. Wow. I also see Barney. Barney and his wife have been part of this parish where I serve for 40, 50, 60 years. Dorothy lives with dementia, and Barney takes care of his wife. Not just for a day, or a week, or a month, but Barney's been doing this for about 10 years. And he dresses her, puts lipstick on her, not terribly well, but he does. He guides her to church. They sit right there. And he points out the music to her. Read this. Don't sing so loud. Here's the reading. He walks her up to communion. Open your mouth. Body of Christ brings her back. Sometimes Barney serves Mass. Sometimes he's a lector. He has somebody sit with Dorothy. This is his life. They've been married 50, 60 years. And yet, seeing this miracle of marriage and love and sacrifice, it's right over here. I see it. I'll see it tomorrow. Wow. Or Betsy, who doesn't come to Sunday Mass because she has social anxiety. It's hard to be with big crowds. But she loves the Lord and she loves the Eucharist and she longs for it, so she comes to daily Mass. That's what she does. And she sits once a week in the back of church. And that's how she worships God, and that's beautiful. That works. Or Barb, who was so afraid to be with crowds because she was afraid of getting sick that she stayed in the vestibule of the church. But what she did for the parish is she would bring cookies, drop them off for fundraisers. And then one day, Barb died. And then a few months later, got a call from her lawyer, and she left her entire estate to the parish, which paid off the whole debt of the parish. And nobody could remember who she was. That's the cookie lady who stands out there. Wow. Wow. Or the mom and dad who bring their children with Cheerios in tow to Mass. And the Cheerios are all over the place, and the children are all over the place. And the parents are tired because they're trying to hold down a job and pay a mortgage and raise their children and deal with the in-laws who are nuts and everything else. And they haul themselves to Mass, and sometimes they're late, but they come there. Wow. Wow. Or the person who comes to Mass by himself because he's in a marriage that is fairly loveless. And the wife has no interest in religion. And basically every Sunday morning he's a widower. And he comes to Mass by himself, sits over there. Sad look on his face, but he comes, looking for community, looking for love, praying for his marriage, praying for his wife. Every Sunday, there he is. Wow. Or your priest, present company excluded. And Father looks pretty tired, more tired than usual, because he was up all night dealing with problems in the parish, helping somebody who was sick. And his homily is not so good this weekend because he only had 5 minutes to put it together. But yet he's there to say Mass for you. Wow. It's fantastic. These are just a few stories. I could go on all day. My invitation to you is to look for Moseses in your parishes, to look around, to see and observe the parents and the elderly and the young and the old and people who sit in the back of church and people who sit in the front of church, maybe even to see people who go 3 times a weekend. Why does he do that? Interesting. To have eyes to see and ears to hear the daily miracles of the Mass and the Holy Eucharist and the community gathered together where Jesus is present with us, nourishing us, guiding us along the way. Despite all the bad news, of which you and I don't have to look very far to find, there's good news here in your communities, your parishes, your families. Let's celebrate that. And invite more and more people to experience the gift of the Eucharist, the community, the body of Christ. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, I will see Moses. Not the prophet, but, but if I do see Moses, then something has happened. Pray for me. I will see Moses again at 9:30 tomorrow morning, and I will see him at 11 o'clock. I've never talked to him about why he does this. It's understood. But I stand in awe of that. Jesus is walking with his people. This is good news. May God bless you.